Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we take a look at airfare and family-friendly spring break vacations and summer trips to Europe. Lots of things we can talk about today with our guest, Rick Seney of FareCompare.com. Comes by about once a month to talk with us about what's going on in the air and where you can go and how you can get there the cheapest way possible. Certainly, if you have questions, I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and you can post your questions or comments there. Rick Seney, are you there?
I am here. Good to see you today.
Well, I tell you what, we've got a little low volume on you. So we'll see if we can get that up a bit.
Sure.
How are things at Fair Compare?
Everything's great. I mean, people are shopping for airline tickets this year. That's a good sign for the economy. Ticket prices are up a little bit, so people are a little bit worried about oil prices and what that's going to do for their summer trips. So that's something we could probably talk about in a little bit.
I was amazed. I went online. I play in a golf tournament up in Canada the end of May, and I looked for the plane tickets to Saskatoon, and they were like about $650, about 150 more than last year.
Yeah, no, I think ticket prices are up around over 10%. If you see sort of the year-over-year stuff that's coming out from the airlines, they're making about 10% more. Unfortunately for airlines, the cost of their fuel's up over 10%, so they're not really making money. They're just trying to pass along some of those costs. And, you know, to be honest, when you're paying a lot at the pump for your cars, you probably are going to be buying less airline tickets, and that's tough for airlines to pass through ticket costs. So when people think that somehow ticket costs are going to go crazily out of range, it's going to be metered by where the economy is.
Yeah. What about looking ahead to, like, say, family trips for over spring break? Any ways to avoid the higher prices?
Yeah, well, there's a couple areas around the country that you definitely want to go to. You sort of have to divide it out between cold and warm weather. If you're going to go skiing or something like that, right now Denver's as cheap as it's been probably in the last 3 years. A lot of competition. You've got Southwest, Frontier, United all fighting around Denver. So ticket prices in the 200s from most places in the country for spring break, that would be your best bet. You know, literally over a dozen really quality ski resorts there. If you're heading to sort of the northeast, if you want to brave a little bit of the semi end of winter chill, Boston is your best bet there. It's the cheapest prices we've seen in the last 2 or 3 years, mainly because of some low-cost airline competition. And then if you're really beach bound, right now you have sort of three things. You have Mexico, California, and Florida. Florida running probably the cheapest, at least of those three. Mexico a little bit more expensive right now. Actually, you know, it's down in price because of some of the security issues. And the Caribbean is outrageously expensive right now. Ticket prices in the $700 to $900 range.
Yeah, why? I wonder.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, people are saying, hey, you know, if we're not going to go to Mexico, we're going to go to beaches in Costa Rica, no, maybe Jamaica, yeah, a variety of other things. So that's driven up the price a bit.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, Rosalie in West Salem has a question for you. So let's turn to her. Hi, Rosalie.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
My son's going to travel to Spain at the end of May. He's going to go on the walking trip across the northern part of Spain. I believe it's something like Camino de Santiago. And he was wanting to know when he should purchase tickets for that time.
All right, great. Well, so typically when you're flying to Europe, you want to start shopping about 5 months before departure. We're well within that window, so he should be shopping right now. A couple tips. Spain is one of the four cheapest countries to fly into right now, both Madrid and Barcelona, compared to some of the other cities. May, the price points jump pretty dramatically the last week in May. So if you can fly the third week in May instead of the last week, you're typically going to save yourself a couple hundred dollars.
Okay.
It sounds like he may be staying there for multiple weeks. Is he going to be there for more than a month?
Yes.
Right. So they actually charge a little bit more for airline tickets if you stay more than a month in Europe. So one of the things you need to do is check out multiple carriers. Right now, some of the airlines like Delta don't have that 1 month stay option, you know, where they actually charge a cheaper rate for that. So check out Delta, for example, United, but some of the flag carriers like KLM and Air France and Iberia, which is the national Spanish carrier, have those limitations. Also, you want to tell him, since he's flexible, to leave Monday through Thursday. If you leave Monday through Thursday, you save about $40 each way.
Yeah.
So if you're leaving and coming back, you want to leave on a Monday through Thursday. They charge a premium for flights that initiate on the weekend.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And Arlene and Rib Lake, we're turning to you next. Hi.
How are you today?
Great. Thanks for calling. Where are you headed?
I want to go to Sweden.
All right.
I'm between May and July.
Yeah, so if you're heading to Sweden, you know, I would strongly suggest you go earlier if you want a cheaper ticket, a little bit later if you want to be more expensive, but the weather's a bit better.
Yeah.
So, you know, actually June is sort of a sweet spot there. Unless you're leaving like before the last week in May, you're not going to get much of a price break.
Okay.
So I would go ahead and pick the best time from a temperature perspective. Weather Underground has a great website where you can actually go see the average temperatures in a variety of places, including Sweden. And I would go and pick out that perfect temperature. And it also shows rainfall and a variety of other things. So you can pick that perfect week. And it gives you about 20 years of history. So I really love doing that, especially when I'm trying to get people to go over to Europe. So I would check that out. Your ticket price right now, on average, if you're leaving from Minneapolis or Chicago, during that time frame is averaging about $1,350 round trip for a coach seat right now. That's not a great price, but it's not terrible right now for July. That same ticket last year was about $1,250. We've seen about a 10% increase in ticket prices.
And that's all in? I mean, the taxes?
Yeah, including all taxes. You know, we have the new law out at the end of January where I've always talked about complete all-in prices.
Right.
Whenever I chat about stuff. But this includes all taxes, fees, title, license, car insurance, everything.
And when would you have to buy these tickets in order to get that price?
You should be shopping right now. If you come to our site, you can sign up for alerts, and you can actually sign up for alerts to Sweden. I would definitely be looking to buy my ticket. No later than end of April.
Okay.
There you go.
And that would be for June.
That would be for June travel. I'd be shopping pretty seriously right now. You have a major event happening sort of later in the summer with the Olympics, and there's a lot of people flying all over Europe to try to extend their Olympic visits into sort of a longer European trip. And so you have a lot of people right now shopping for Europe, especially for London, Paris, some of those closer locations. So Sweden, you should be pretty safe.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or shoot a note on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can do that as well. Bob in Stoughton, your turn. Hi, Bob.
Yes, good morning. I'm looking for looking at a Delta flight from Milwaukee to St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, in mid-June, and we're shopping about a month ago, and it was at $555. I told my wife it was too early to book. And then I checked on Monday morning, and it was 7:23.
Yeah, you're basically being caught up.
Yeah, I checked yesterday afternoon. It was 6:23.
It's going to bounce around pretty dramatically. How flexible are on the days you can leave?
The week of the 11th, we need to leave.
And that's in June, did you say?
Yeah.
Right, let me take a quick look while I'm looking this up. Basically, anything in the Caribbean right now, it's the difference in price between a regional airport. You said you were leaving from Minneapolis, right?
Milwaukee.
Okay. I'll take a look. Milwaukee actually has some good flights in because Milwaukee is one of the cheapest cities in the country right now to fly out of because of the low-cost airline competition. In general, what you want to do is look for that early June time period. If you're looking in that early – and you said the 11th, right? So
yeah,
what happens is that starts the hurricane season right there in June.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the hurricane season starts, people get a little more jittery.
Yeah.
So that usually drops the price down a little bit. And so I'm just going to do it right now. I'm seeing prices right now in the high 600s right now, out of Milwaukee. But if you're looking at I could see like on Monday, June 23rd, if you want to stay a week, it's 565 right now.
Oh, Delta flight.
This particular one is on. Let me check Delta by itself here. Yeah, right now that's a Delta flight at 565. If you leave on June 23rd and come back on June 30th, for example.
Oh, that's a little better than what I saw.
So it's going to bounce around. The deeper you get into June and starting into July, you're going to have a little bit of the hurricane jitters, and the prices tend to drop a little bit.
Okay, so we flew down there last year in July, and it was quite a bit cheaper, I thought.
No, there's no doubt that, you know, right, the average fuel cost last year, the price of oil was in the mid-80s last year. Right now it's running just around $107 a barrel. So you can see that difference. There's, you know, it's about a 20% difference in fuel costs, and prices definitely are up. But in certain parts of the world, like, you know, hurricane season to Florida or to the Caribbean, you're going to see prices drop because people don't want to take the chance of, you know, having their trip ruined.
Should I buy it now or wait?
If you're in the mid 500s, I would absolutely buy it right now. One of the things that I get worried about for folks, especially if they fly domestically, is they try to become day traders for oil and figure out if oil is going to go to $200 a barrel and lock in their ticket prices. So just remember, for domestic travel, start shopping about 3 months beforehand. That's when airlines start releasing their cheapest seats. Before that time, they're going to sell you their fifth, sixth, seventh cheapest seats. And then for international, and to be honest, Caribbean acts more like domestic, right? So you can actually shop too early for the Caribbean. For international, if you're going transoceanic, start about 5 months before departure.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And we have an email from Susan in Stevens Point, who's planning a 3-week trip to Maui, Hawaii next year in the fall or winter. She's wondering which month is cheapest to go to Hawaii, what days of the week would get me there the best fare, and what airport is cheapest to travel to Hawaii. She'd probably be headed out of Minneapolis. Well, she's in Stevens Point.
I love people that actually shop a year ahead of time, or at least start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because then I can help them a little bit. It's the ones that say, I got to go to Hawaii next week that I have a little problem helping. But in general, the cheapest time to fly – let's talk about the most expensive time to fly to Hawaii. The most expensive time is around the holidays, Christmas holidays.
Yep.
Ticket prices jump pretty dramatically. Summertime to Hawaii actually is pretty cheap. A lot of people don't think of Hawaii as a summertime destination, so they tend to have a variety of sales. Certainly, if you're flying out of Minneapolis or Chicago O'Hare, you're going to have some better deals. You're going to find some nonstops. They typically charge about $150 more for a nonstop than connecting, and almost all the flights into Hawaii connect in the West Coast. So for that ticket, if you're going to be doing that, I would definitely look for summertime, and I would start shopping about March or April next year, probably closer to April for a June or early July ticket. And that's going to be your best bet. I've seen prices as low. And in fact, last year, we saw a lot of deals out of Minneapolis and Chicago, for $450 to $600 round trip, which is really good price for a Hawaiian ticket.
You know, Milwaukee would probably be the other.
Yeah, Milwaukee, actually, because they can get you to the West Coast, you won't be able to fly nonstop, but they'll at least get you into the West Coast.
Jim and Cable, your turn. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good morning. I just got done plowing 19 inches of snow out of my driveway, and it makes me want to go someplace.
I'm not going to tell you it's 80 degrees here in Dallas today.
We actually don't – we're thinking about this for next year. A friend told us about an island north of Venezuela that he said we should go to. Okay, it is called Curacao. Is that
Curacao?
Curacao, yeah.
Okay, Curacao.
Curacao.
Yeah. So I guess our question is, let's see, where do we start? I mean, we don't really have any dates in mind. Of course, sometime when there's snow on the ground would probably be better, but...
Sure. So here, well, let me give you a couple days to avoid. First of all, that's a pretty big dive destination, so it's a pretty big spring break destination. So the prices are pretty expensive for travel in March, typically.
Mm-hmm.
You also have some prices in the summertime are pretty expensive, so your best bet really is the fall.
Okay.
They tend to, prices tend to drop pretty dramatically. Now, there's not a lot of flights in there, and you're going to be out of sort of the Northeast. You're going to be making multiple hops to get to Curacao. So it's going to be a long day of flying, by the way.
Yeah.
So you're looking at ticket prices right in the $750 to $850 range out of a place like Minneapolis or Chicago, for example, a little bit higher if you're traveling from Milwaukee or a regional airport like Green Bay, for example.
Mm-hmm. So that $750 to $850, does that include all the flights?
That would include the entire price, yeah. So that would include your round trip. You know, any time there's this barrier for the Caribbean, if a ticket price gets above $1,000, nobody goes, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and on the bottom end, they really can't sell because of fuel. The ticket price is much less than $500. So the range is typically $500 to $1,000, and it depends on what time of year you're going. If you want to get in that $600 to $700 range, if you go in the fall, that's your best bet. Start shopping around April or May next year for that sort of in the fall, you want to start shopping around June or July, actually, for that ticket.
There you go. Good luck.
That's great. One more question. What about hotels? I know your business is airline fares, but what about looking for hotels?
Yeah, well, the first place that I think most people go would be to TripAdvisor to sort of get the lay of the land of the city, and then you can look at rates. Package rates actually sometimes on those destinations are pretty good. Expedia has one of the best packaging sites out there. Priceline has a pretty good packaging site as well, so I'd check out those as well.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling. Rick Seney, our guest today, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. Our guest here, I'm Larry Mueller. Amanda Magnus, our on-air producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Do you have a destination in mind, planning to go somewhere in the next few months or several months or maybe next year? Give us a call. Rick Seney can help you out. Rick Seney of FairCompare.com. And Mark in Oregon has a question for you, Rick. So let's go to Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning. We're looking at taking a cruise to Alaska at the last week of July. So my question is not, I don't know a whole lot about that. There are two options. There's the Inside Passage of Alaska and then also the Gulf. Which is better? Do you have a cruise line recommendation? And lastly, when would be a good time to get a ticket, either out of Madison or Milwaukee, to Seattle or perhaps Vancouver?
Right. So, well, let's work on the air first because I'm not a cruise expert, but I have a few opinions because I have been on a few Alaskan cruises. But, for that July, end of the July ticket, you need to start shopping about at the end of May for that ticket.
Okay.
Typically, out of Madison, for example, the price into Vancouver is typically about $150 higher than into Seattle. The main reason for that is international flight and some changes in some of the taxes, and plus they get a premium for Vancouver because Vancouver is seen as a more exotic destination than Seattle. Because people actually go to Vancouver to actually vacation and not just a cruise port, for example.
Okay.
So I definitely would start shopping then. I mean, all the different cruise lines have really good products, in my opinion. I've been on a couple different ones on the Alaskan cruise. We took a couple family members a few times. So I don't think you can go wrong there, but the prices will vary wildly. So yeah. You need to actually start shopping for that cruise now because it's extremely popular time of year in order to go on those cruises. So I would start shopping at least for the cruise portion of that first right now, and then look at your airline tickets a couple months down the road.
Okay. Do you think there's any benefit to having an interior cabin versus a lower level exterior one with a window?
It depends on your level of activity, right? If you're never in your cabin, then it doesn't really matter. But if you plan on spending any amount of time in your cabin at all, it does make a difference.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks, Mark. Thank you for calling. Jeff in Green Bay, hello to you.
Good morning, Larry and Rick.
Hi.
Good morning.
We have a family wedding in August 11th, in San Francisco. And I know I've heard it so many times, and you just said it recently that not even to start looking for tickets until about 3 months out. But my wife told me the other day that some family members have already bought tickets, and they were getting them for about $250.
If you see them at $250, I would buy as many as I could.
Well, and I'm afraid we might have missed that one, and that's out of Madison. So I'm just wondering, is that some kind of a real special deal that they maybe got?
Yeah, you know, very rarely will this happen. But sometimes when a low-cost airline like Southwest or AirTran will put out a sale that it'll go a little bit deeper, or they'll sort of mix up their inventory. But, you know, right now the going price out of Madison to San Francisco for that time of year is around $450 right now.
Okay. Yep,
that's at that $450 price, the price is more likely to come down than it is to go any higher. And the main reason is that people just won't buy tickets at that price. It'll drive the price down. Even if fuel goes up to $120 a barrel, I still don't expect prices to go much higher than that $450 to $500 amount to the West Coast.
Okay, so we'll just wait a little bit and.
Yeah, you know, I would definitely sign up for our alerts on our site. What happens is you have these flash sales, and they may only have that ticket for a day or two. And, you know, most people actually stumble into buying a good deal. They just happen to be shopping on the right day. So as long as you shop between Tuesday and Thursday, typically, sign up for alerts. As long as you do it now, you'll definitely get a good price. I guarantee you'll get in that $300 range.
Great. Thanks much.
Yeah, thanks much. And explain, Rick, this whole process about signing up with you.
Yeah, you know, all you have to do is do a search on our site, and you can sign up for alerts. Here's what we do every day. Every hour on the hour, we price every route in the world for every departure day, and we compare that to the last hour. And if any prices dropped or went higher, we'll send you a note and say, hey, the price has dropped. And then you can decide. We also are working on about 10 years of history, so we want to put that in historical context for you and say, okay, well, even though the price dropped $50, is this a good deal or not? And that's something else we want to be able to tell you. We're rolling out a whole bunch of new products in that area just because, you know, I get questions like this, you know, just like your callers today, literally thousands of them a month. And so we are actually creating tools to answer the top five or six questions everybody has, and we're going to do it with around 10 years worth of data. So it's not just, you know, me sort of knowing the rules of thumb. This is based on literally years worth of data and observation, and also forward looking at fuel prices, how many seats airlines have, stuff like that. So we can also do some predictions as well.
Yeah, there we go. Well, Amy emailed us, and she and her husband are planning a bucket list trip to Germany to celebrate Oktoberfest.
Yeah, and remember, Oktoberfest is mostly in September, so that's kind of crazy. But
yeah, watching prices to Innsbruck, Munich, and even Zurich for several months, price doesn't seem to fluctuate very much at all. Can we assume that these tickets will only get more expensive the closer we get because it's such a popular destination?
Really, to be honest, right now, if you're shopping for sort of that September timeframe, airlines aren't releasing their cheapest seats. Remember, the sort of rule of thumb is about 5 months before departure. So you've got a little time to wait. On average, that ticket price from the Northeast, if you're flying out of Chicago or Minneapolis, for example, or even Milwaukee, would be around somewhere in the $800 range round trip. Historically, it's been as low as $600 for that time frame. The good news is that the price to Germany drops dramatically the last week in August. So what happens is you have this seasonality where the ticket prices, summertime ticket prices, go into fall ticket prices, which are much cheaper, about $150 to $200 cheaper, starting the last week in August. So Oktoberfest is always a great destination to Europe. Instead of paying $1,000 or above $1,000 for that airline ticket, you're going to be paying under $1,000, so you definitely need to wait a bit.
All right, and is that a one where would a tour group, would that make sense for something like that? But I know there are tickets that you need to have to get inside these events and so forth that take place during
There's a bunch of great companies, if you look on TripAdvisor, that have a variety of Oktoberfest touring and a variety of things. They tend to be a little more expensive, you know, from a packaging perspective. What I like to do is check, you know, the regular airfare and then also check some package prices. But the thing about touring for Oktoberfest is you want to go to a variety of cities. I mean, when you're in Bavaria, you want to slide over to Salzburg for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful about staying in one spot if you're going to do that kind of tour.
Makes sense. Okay, Mark in Beaver Dam, it's your turn. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Rick. I have a question about going to Florence, Italy. My wife and I are celebrating our 40th, and we're leaving September 4th and coming back the 15th of September.
Yeah, actually one of my favorite cities in the world, by the way.
So my wife's been there. I never have been. But there's a question I have on American Express has a platinum card that they advertise as if you get the card and are accepted for the card, you can get a companion ticket for free in business or first class.
Yes, and I'm well aware of that because I have one in my wallet right now.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was a come on or whether it was real.
Well, here's the deal, right? Typically, business class seats to Europe are usually average from the Northeast and from the mid-North area around $5,600 round trip. That's sort of the average business class rate.
Yeah.
If you buy your ticket at least 60 days in advance, there are some deals in the $3,000 to $4,000 range. Now, what this deal is that you have to pay quote-unquote full rate, right?
Right.
So we actually use it in our company if we have two people leaving to go to Asia, for example, so that the full rate is approximately $6,000. So they, you know, dividing it in half, you get it at about $3,000 a piece, which is still a pretty good deal. So just understand that it's not the discounted rate and then half of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically you're getting the full rate. So it is a discount, but it's not probably as flowery as they show in the marketing literature.
Okay, so you're talking $4,000, but that would be for both of us to go.
Yeah, I think you could probably get over during that time frame on a business class ticket for approximately $3,000 a piece using that deal.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
$3,000 a piece.
Yeah, it'd be $6,000 total.
$6,000 for one.
And okay.
So you might be. They might be able to find you something in the $2,500 a piece range. But again, just remember that if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Would you look at other ways of getting a ticket rather than going this direction? Then
possibly, right? That card is it's like $200 or $300 a year.
Correct. Yeah.
For that particular card. So you got to really want that card.
Yeah.
And so, in the case of business class travel, what you're really competing with is two things. Businesses that are sending folks back and forth. If this was 2 years ago during the recession when they're cutting it back, they were cutting back those business class rates because nobody was able to afford it. On the flip side, you're also competing with people that are using their loyalty points and they're using their upgrades. And so that's the people you're competing with. I recently, I have this sort of rule of thumb with my family. It's like, I'd much rather spend that, $6,000 or $7,000 for my family of three, on the destination where we are than sort of the 10-hour flight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I tend to, sort of bite the bullet. Now, there is a difference. You can do what's called premium economy, which is about halfway in between, which is a much better experience. Or what some people do is because you want to sleep on the way there, you buy business class on the way there and coach on the way back, and that'll mitigate the price as well.
Okay. Well, thank you much.
Something to think about. And Carissa in Baldwin, maybe you can give us something to think about too. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry and Rick. Thanks for your help. My family's flying out of Minneapolis, and we're flying to Florida. I think it's the week of August 18th or something like that. So I'm just wondering what the best time purchase those tickets.
Sure. So are you going South Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale?
I think it's going to be closer to Miami.
Closer to Miami. Okay. So are you set on that August 18th date? Because historically, on August 25th, the prices drop by about 20%.
Unfortunately, we are set.
And you're in because you have to get back to school or your kids
right.
have to get back to school. Yeah. So definitely, you're way too early right now. Unless the ticket price is under $340 right now.
Okay.
I don't have a chance to look at it right here, but what you want to shoot for is in that low $300 range.
Okay.
Right. So right now, if you're seeing prices at $350, $400, it's a little bit too early. I would start shopping around, let's see, it's late August. I would look at that sort of June, early June time frame is when I would start shopping in earnest. And definitely don't buy your ticket any later, than mid August.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Email from Kyle in Eau Claire, who's trying to fly to Austin, Texas, to be there May 24th and 25th, wondering when he should start looking for tickets.
absolutely need to be shopping right now. And right now, San Antonio from the northwest is running about $80 cheaper. It's only about a 45-minute drive by car. So if you're going to have a car, I would look at also looking at flying into San Antonio, which is cheaper.
Oh.
But again, the prices are pretty cheap right now for May. I don't expect him to pay any more than about $250 round trip, including all taxes for that ticket.
Okay, so that's really not.
It's a pretty good deal right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
San Antonio and Austin actually are growing cities. They're getting some new market share, some new airlines coming in, and that's causing some of the ticket prices to drop down. So he's actually in a perfect little bubble this year. So ticket prices are down there compared to the rest of the nation.
And Peter in Whitewater and his wife would like to do a bike trip through parts of Nova Scotia on the Cabot Trail in July. When would be the best time to buy tickets? Ideally, a Chicago O'Hare nonstop flight, as they'll be bringing their tandem bike with them.
Yeah, and I would start shopping. You know, we're sitting here on the first day of March. I would start looking sort of mid to late April for those tickets. That's when I would start shopping for them. Definitely, if you can, if you're flexible, leave on a Tuesday or a Wednesday and come back on a Tuesday or Wednesday. You can save yourself around anywhere from $40 to $80 round trip.
On my Facebook page, we got a note from Dean who says, I've been a fan of Fare Compare since day one. I found the Flyer Talk search page very helpful in locating mileage runs and inexpensive flights in general. When is the new version going to be available, and is there an older version that we can still use?
I know. The Flyer Talk guys are about to kill me.
Yeah.
We will have a new version of the Flyer Talk stuff, hopefully out, probably not in Q1, but in early Q2. In fact, it'll be new and improved. What he's talking about is people that actually like to accumulate miles to achieve elite status and to get free tickets. And these are sort of the folks that actually, when you want to go from point A to point B, they want to take the longest time possible with as many stops so they accumulate the most miles. So that's what he's talking about. So they're the exact opposite of most people who want to get off a plane as quickly as possible.
Yeah, well, he wondered, does the new version that you have fix a problem of sometimes fares not showing all the surcharges for a truer apples-to-apples comparison?
Yeah, so in December of this year, we had a major revamp of our site in order to prepare for some of the new regulations that went in the end of January. And unfortunately, some of the tools that we had on the site, we have to go revamp a bit, and it's taking us a little longer than we wanted to. But don't worry, if all the Flyer Talkers out there in the Northwest, it'll be up in early Q2.
All right. And Roxanne is going to is in Madison and going to Israel for a wedding in early June. When should she buy her ticket, and what airline should she use?
Where'd she say she was going again? I'm sorry, I had to
miss Israel. That.
Israel.
Early
June. So you have a couple options. All the major legacy airlines, Delta, United, American, not U.S. Airways, all have flights in there, and they have code share arrangements with alliance partners. Certainly, the airline that flies most frequently into Israel is El Al.
Yes.
And so typically what you want to do with that kind of trip is you want to look at prices out of New York into Israel, because that's going to set your sort of baseline price point. And then look from, you know, O'Hare or Minneapolis. I think she said O'Hare.
Yeah.
Right now, that ticket price, you need to be shopping for right now for that summertime ticket. You're probably looking at about $1,400 to $1,500 round trip. It's a pretty popular time to go. So I definitely, you know, with oil prices the way they are, they have a much more dramatic effect on fuel prices for those super long haul routes. So I don't expect prices to go down much. I might look at locking in pretty soon.
Adam in Milwaukee, we're turning to you now. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. We're going for a honeymoon in August, maybe September, in either Fiji or Bora Bora, and we're just kind of wondering what should we be looking out for.
Well, you know, on Fiji or Bora Bora, you're typically going to connect somewhere on the West Coast, and I don't know if you've ever flown that distance, but you know, we talked about this, I think, last time on the show, was I would look at a ticket into the West Coast and then try to fly out of either Los Angeles or San Francisco. There is at least one nonstop into that area. It's sort of an off-the-beaten-path. But I would definitely look at prices. If you're going, absolutely go in September as opposed to August. The price drops pretty dramatically if you're doing a September departure. And I'd start shopping probably late May-ish for that ticket.
Okay. There you go. Sally in Hayward. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We're contemplating a trip to Norway in September, and I don't know if we'd get a good airfare then. Is that past the tourist season?
It is past the tourist season. Basically, European prices drop pretty dramatically right at the tail end of August. So September's a perfect time to go. In fact, that's my most enjoyable time to go, and that's when I try to get our family to go. Sometimes school creates a problem for that. But, you know, definitely you'll be able to get into Norway for under $1,000 right now, which is a pretty good deal for Europe. So if you leave anywhere before the end of August, that ticket price is $1,300 or $1,400.
Okay, because I did hear you mention the prices for flying to Sweden. So September would be a good time, and I imagine we would need to think about booking soon.
Yeah, you want to start looking. It's a little early right now.
Okay.
So I would look probably mid-May-ish. I would start shopping, and then I wouldn't buy my ticket any later than sort of late June.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Ellie. Susan in Chippewa Falls. Hello.
Hi there. I need some help. My son's getting married in Cleveland June 8th, and I have six people going on June 6th through the 10th and three people going from June 7th through the 10th.
Okay, so absolutely you need to start shopping. It's a little early today. I would wait about 3 weeks or 4 weeks to start shopping for that early June ticket, first of all.
Okay.
And here's another trick that I always use, especially when I have groups. Really, if it's two or more, shop for one person first on those groups to see what the base price is for one person, and then shop for four or five or six. And if you see a big difference in price, what you know is that there's some prices that are cheaper than the total group, because there's a glitch in the reservation systems for all the airlines and online travel agencies. If there's seats that are cheaper, but you ask for a party of six, they move everybody up to the same price, the next higher price. Okay, so it's a good little trick. Check one person first. If it's say 250, and then you check for six, and it's 300 for everybody, you know there's some number of cheaper seats at the cheaper price.
Okay, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Sure, and I would wait about 3 or 4 weeks to shop for
that
ticket.
Yeah, it's been about 400 right now, and that's just a little steep for.
Yeah, and that's because airlines aren't releasing their cheapest seats yet. Just give it about 3 or 4 weeks, and you'll see it drop a little bit.
There you go, Susan. Thank you. And Carol in West Allis. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol. I'm not Carol. Hi. I have a question about a group travel as well. Seven of our family would like to go to Ireland in September, leaving probably the 8th or 9th and returning on the 17th or 18th.
Yeah, actually, you're in luck, because ticket prices out of Chicago, for example, to Ireland, because of Aer Lingus is a lower cost airline, typically run about $200 less than the rest of Europe.
All right. Well,
so
that's the right place.
You definitely want to fly out of Chicago if you can.
Yes,
And then for September travel, you don't want to start shopping maybe about 3 or 4 weeks from now. And I wouldn't buy my ticket any later than sort of, mid-July. But you should be able to fly in there September, to be honest, out of Chicago. It's one of the cheapest, right around $750 round trip, including all taxes.
And what about do you know anything about the Aer Lingus vacation packages where they have the fly and drive packages? Are you familiar?
I have not been on any of them. I see they actually advertise those on our site. I've never gotten a chance to actually take them. They typically are pretty good. Airlines do a pretty good job of vetting their partners when it comes to those kind of packages, because the last thing they – just remember, if you have a great airline ticket experience and then you have a terrible driving experience, it reflects back on the airline. So typically, they do a pretty good job of vetting those.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks for your help.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And Rick, thank you so much. Boy, we talked to lots of people today.
Wow, there. I thought it was a speed answering today.
Well, you did a wonderful job as always. I appreciate it. I look forward to your next visit. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Appreciate it very much. Rick Sini is the CEO and co-founder of faircompare.com. And that's the name of the company, and obviously that's where you go online to go to it, faircompare.com, and fair is F-A-R-E, faircompare.com. I'm on their list. I get regular updates on things, and I find it very useful. Well, we're going to switch gears quite a bit coming up. We've been talking about smart planning for travel. Another area that you want to make good arrangements for is what you would like to have happen when you die. Oh, my goodness. It's not something we always want to think about, but, you know, we have to think about it. In the U.S., embalming and casket burial is the most usual, with cremation also coming in and becoming more common. But what about green burial options? We'll find out about that next year on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.